I want to continue today in Yanei Tefillah. Well, we started yesterday. Let's do have another shiur on different ideas relating to tonight. I have a lot of questions, no answers. Some just different observations. Some. So let's start with the good question. Many of you, everyone puts on tefillin, and I hope everyone here has the time to say once in a while, it's good to say the L'Shem Yichud for tefillin. It's probably the most beautiful L'Shem Yichud from all the L'Shem Yichuds in the Nusach of the Siddur. The L'Shem Yichud of tefillin, Hirni Mechavim B'Hanochatz Tefillin. If you ever notice, there's a major difficulty, a major problem in tefillin. In the L'Shem Yichud, where it begins, what are the four parishes of tefillin? Kaddish, V'Hoya Ki Yiviyacha, Shema, V'Hoya Im Shema. Kaddish and V'Hoya Ki Yiviyacha are in Parshas Bo, the last Aliyah Parshas Bo, and Shema, V'Hoya Im Shema appear in Chumash Devar, in Parshas V'Eschan, and in Parshas Ekev. Now, if you were writing the Nusach of L'Shem Yichud of Tefillin, and you wanted to mention that there are four parishes of Tefillin, I would assume you would put them in the order that they appear in the Torah. And the point, the proof is that in a halacha, if a sofer writes even one letter of the tefillin out of order, the tefillin apostle. Sefer Torah, we know you can write backwards. It's not, there's no hakpada that has to be written in order. But tefillin and mezuzos, if they're not written in order, kesidra on their apostle, that's why if there's a psul in a mezuzah, or in a pair of tefillin, there's usually no solution. You have to buy a new pair of tefillin because if there's a mistake in anything other than the last letter, it will result that you're writing a letter out of order, so the tefillin and the mezuzah has to be discarded. So there's a very strong hakpada, it's a gzeres hakaseh v'hayu, they must be written in order. If you write anything out of order, it's invalid. And that includes not just each individual parsha, but the order of the parshas as well, kadesh, v'hoya ki yiviyacha shma v'hoya im shma. Therefore, my question is, I don't have a good answer. Rav Dov Kohn asked this question. Hinani mechavin b'hanochas tefillin l'kai mitzvahs bori, shetzivon l'oniach tefillin, kakasubis v'rasok, k'shartom l'os al yedecha v'hoyu l'totofos b'inanecha, v'heim arba parashios, elu, shema, v'hoya im shamoa, kadesh, v'hoya ki yiviyacha. If you were writing this nusach, okay, let's say you were assigned, what would you write? You would write Veheim Arba Parshios Elu Kadesh V'Hoya Ki Yiviyacha Shema V'Hoya Im Shema. That's not what it says. It says Shema V'Hoya Im Shema Kadesh V'Hoya Ki Yiviyacha. Isn't that an amazing kasha? It's like we say this every day, or we shouldn't say this every day, and it's out of order. And we just actually quoted the pasuk, like it says, "Lakakasubisar so ukasharatam leos al yedecha v'hayu." And from the word v'hayu, it's a very popular drasha. V'hayu behaviyasam yiyu. They have to be written in order. And right after we say the word v'hayu, we contradict the drasha and we mention the parshios out of order. This is a good kasha. It's a tough question. So I don't have a good answer. The only answer Rav Dov Kohn he alludes to is Soif Maisa B'Machshav Tchila. The Iker, now that we have four parashos of Tfilin, the Iker part of Tfilin on the first two parashos, as we really mentioned, Sheyesh Bohem, what does it say? Yichudo V'Achduso Yisparach Shemo V'Shenizkar Nisim V'Niflo She'Osa Imanu B'Hotzionu B'Mitzram. The one who wrote this Nusach, he mentions both. There's the Yichud, the Achduso, the unification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact that Hashem has done for us miracles. He took us out of Egypt. The first two parshios, Shema, V'Hoya Im, those parshios represent the Yichud, the Achduso, Yisparach Shemo, and the parshios of Kaddish, V'Hoya Ki V'Yacha, represent the miracles, Nisim, that Hashem did for us by taking us out of Egypt. So being that, we want to really mention the Yichud, the Achduso. That's the primary. So the one who wrote this nusach, he put it in order. He put it in order first. Shema v'hoyim shema. Yeah.
When you put on film, you say afterwards two parashas.
You say all four parashas you're supposed to say.
You put on film. What do you do?
Kaddish.
You say.
Well, I personally say. I personally. In the Siddur, it's printed the Seid right in the beginning. I always say when davening is over.
Right.
So and I'm always running
what. Yeah. Does, they say when davening is over, and they say Shema first. First they say Shema.
But part of davening. Part.
If you
right.
do it in the beginning according to the Siddur. You say
Kadesh Vayakiviyacha.
Then you say Shema.
That's the way it should be. That's so the way it should be because that's the order. The Kisidron. That's the way it should be. That's how it must be written. Even Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam who puts the parashos in a different order, has to be written Keseder. But yet in the Lashem Yichud, it's a shocking, you know, it's a shocking thing. It says Shema, V'chayim Shema, Kaddish. Why is it out of order?
But the Tefillin, the mitzvah Tefillin, is not to say the parashos.
It's to wear the tefillin.
So when you're saying, has
okay, so why should there be a difference between the way it appeared, the way, okay, it's a I hear what you say.
There's
but,
a difference between order or sequence in the Torah and logical order.
So why should they? Why then is there such a difference? Why did it? Why is was it done like that? Okay, I don't have a good answer. I just want to bring out this point we said every day to be aware that it's something that is strange. The ikur is the yichud v'yachdus. So l'chor, that's the ikur. So we mentioned it first, and then comes the nisim v'niflos. Okay, that's what.
Yeah. If you make a mistake in the order of the you don't have to.
You do. Well, if you make you, no, just if you make a mistake, just the last parash has to be replaced. Just the last parash has to be replaced. But you don't. But right.
Well, you make a mistake in Shema. That
part. Have then Shema and V'hoyim Shemoy has to be replaced. Wait. Say it. If you make a mistake in V'yaki Yiviyacha,
in Shel Rosh, there are four different.
Right. Right. Pieces. Doesn't matter. Even though there are four different pieces, they must be written in order. And if you. And therefore, if there's a mistake in one, generally the tefillin are no good. You have to go and get
it. If you lose a shel reish, you
No, the shel yan and the shel yan and are independent. They don't need one does not need to be written before the other. No, the shel yan and the shel reish do not need to be written one before the other. There's no hakpad on that.
No,
only
but they can have
the four parashos. The four parashos. You want to cut out the parashos?
The
shulchan aruch. Yeah, you can do that. The Shel Yar and the Shel Rosh are different. They do not have to be written, considered relative one to the other. But each of the four Ksav, it doesn't matter. It has to be Ksav, either Beis Yosef or Ksav Ari. I think go Vilush to Beis Yosef. I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you could have one Parsha.
If someone stole your tefillin, and you found one of them, you can't use it because
found one parsha, you can't use that parsha because you're not going to be able to go have someone write it from before. But one pair of tefillin, a shel rosh or shel yad, if I'm not mistaken, is independent. Does not need to be one for the other.
You can just transfer it to somebody else's tefillin.
If you know for a fact, let's say you have four parashas. Let's say you know that the third parasha
is no good.
So you,
the other three are good.
The other three. So you, if you have a date, if you can find a date, someone wrote a third parasha, and you can be certain that third parasha was written after the first two and before the fourth, then it's good. But if you don't know for certain, then the last two are no good. Yeah. So knock out third and four. Have a sefer rewrite three and four. Now you know three and four were written after one and two. Okay, that's not the point I want to make. I just want to make about this interesting. Okay. Another interesting question, very strong question. Is take it for granted. We say this expression. We say that the end of the nusach. How many mitzvahs are there? There are tayag. This mitzvah tefillin is one of the tayag. So how many more mitzvahs are totally in this one mitzvah?
612.
So it should say Visaryab mitzvos hadlimba. You can ask this question every Lashem Yichud. Yeah. Every Lashem Yichud includes Visaryag. I never thought of this. It's like you say this all the time. Visaryag mitzvah tluyimba. It's tluyimba, so it should be Visaryab mitzvos hadlimba. So what does it mean? I don't have
it. It means that colloquialism.
This also depends on it.
No, that this mitzvah you're doing has all mitzvahs included.
Okay, something along those lines.
The Gemara says that Har Sinai was given 6 million times.
Yes, it's given what?
The the Torah was given 6 million times. To
6 million times?
Because it says it was said 6,000 times to 6,000.
I don't know.
No, but that's the formula for every one of
them. Exactly. So you can answer the question every one of the time. Every single one of the Lashem Yichud should include not with the Saryag, but the Saryab. Because all the other mitzvahs depend on this mitzvah. So what are all the others? 612 depend on this 613th mitzvah that we're dealing with right now. I don't, it's a very, you know, it's something you take for granted. You're brainwashed, and then suddenly, you know, it's a good question. Another question is the grammatical question here of Dovakon. Visayag mitzvos hatiluyos. You have to ask the experts in grammar. Hatiluyos, not tuluyim. Tuluyim. What?
Mitzvos.
Hatuluyos bo. It should say bo then. Hatuluyim bo.
It's
a contradiction. It says hatuluyim bo. It should say hatuluyos bo. So why is it written b'loshon zohar and not b'loshon nekeva? I don't know. They must. Okay, these, I told you, I'm asking you more questions than I have the answers.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Hatuluyim bo. It means zechilat Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
Ve'yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem.
Yeah, yeah. That's
not all of the 612.
Every mitzvah, there's a tradition. All the mitzvahs are interlinked. All of the mitzvahs are in. Okay, these are just going to get. Let me ask you, while we're on the topic, we're asking questions. I have another great question to ask you. This question, this Rav Dovid Konesa's question on the Gra. Let's jump ahead a little bit. In the Karbanos, okay, Karbanos, we say Leficha Chanachnu Chayav Lohidus Lucha L'Shabeichacha L'Fa'ercha L'Varech V'Chul V'Chul V'Ashrenu Shnach Mashkemarim Erev V'Voike V'Yamim Pa'amayim B'Chol Yom Shema Yisrael Hashem Lokin Hashem Echad. Why do we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Lokin Hashem Echad in Karbanos, and some have the custom to say Baruch Shem, and some have the custom to say V'Ohavta? Why? Now, why do we do that? So the answer is because this is a minug avoseinu b'yodeinu. There was a door of shmad where the goyim did not allow us to observe the mitzvot, and they would send in government officials into the Batek and Yisrael to make sure that we're not saying shma. They thought it was a threat to the king of the country, wherever this is. I have to study history. I don't know Jewish history.
The same
idea. All different parts of davening, which there were censors, there were officers, and all these. They didn't like. So we could not say the regular Shema in the nusach of Birchos Kriya Shema. So what did Chazal do?
Pledge of allegiance.
So. Exactly. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They felt that it was a threat to their king, so it was not allowed. So what did Chazal do at the time? And it stuck with us. Ad Yom Hazeh. So say Shema in Korbanos. Sneak it in. So once it started, no, it never stopped. Question is, since we only do it, meaning I was saying it, we don't do it as a token, we don't do it for real to be mekayim the mitzvah, shall we say v'yohavta? Shall we even have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of kriya shema? So this is a heated discussion. The Gra is very makbid not. That it's not the right thing to do. The place, the proper location to say Shema and to say V'yohavta is in Birchas Kriya Shema with the brachos. There are two brachos that you say before. One bracha you say afterwards. There's a way to do it, and that's why many people today are very critical of going to a minyan 9 o'clock most of the year when you're not going to say Kriya Shema Bizman, even though you get up nice early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning to learn, and you're going to say Kriya Shema in advance, but you're saying Kriya Shema not part, you mean the kind of the mitzvah derives of Kriya Shema, not part of the Takanis Chazal. In with the brachas, so it's not the right thing to do. Even if you're getting up early to daven, it's just not the right thing to do. So therefore, you should daven a little bit earlier, so that way you can say it the proper way. And the Gra says, for that very same reason, don't have kavana when you say shma to be yoytzei the mitzvah. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I'm having kavana not to be yoytza. And if I'm not mistaken, the Gra says you should not even say the first pasuk in its entirety. You should say v'yomrim shma Yisrael, period. Don't say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Or you say mashkim ariv me'erbak v'yomrim pavayim b'chol yom Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Don't say even the, forget about it. Certainly don't say both. Don't even say v'yohavta. Don't even say the first pasuk. Just say two words, either the beginning or the end. This is what the Gra says. So long comes Rav Dovid, has a brilliant, he says something very brilliant question he has no answer for. Ni'ilah. What does the entire Klal Yisrael do Mitzvah Yom Kippur? Mitzvah Yom Kippur. I'm not talking about an Asifa when you go out to City Hall. Shema Yisrael once, Baruch Shem three times. So when do you say that? You say when it's already dark. You say when it's already Tzeisach HaChavim. Before Ma'ariv. That there's an opinion, by the way, let's say a person, let's say a person is not feeling well. This happens. Person's not feeling well. And he can barely make it through Ne'ilah. And the Ne'ilah is over. Shema Yisrael. I'm out of here. I can't have Ma'ariv. I'll have Ma'ariv later. Because I'm Amish. I have a headache and I can't even pick my head up. He runs home. He eats. And he forgets to daven Ma'ariv. It happens. If it gets to daven Ma'ariv. People never go and go shul. They're home, they daven Ne'ilah, they eat, and then they forgot. The next day, do you do have Tashlumin? The next day, do you daven double Shachris? It's a complicated question.
Why?
Because many places can hold that Ne'ilah counts as Ma'ariv. L'chatchil, we daven an additional prayer, but if you don't make it to Ma'ariv, b'diavad, you daven Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is Ma'ariv. You didn't really miss out on a tefillah. So just like, so Madach Ne'ilah already is called Ma'ariv. The Shema is also b'diavad, is also b'diavad, Kabbalas O Malchus Shemaim B'Arvis. Arvis. And you're saying also Baruch Shem, you're saying the whole Pasuk. Yet never, nowhere, anywhere, you ever hear of any place, like any sefer that says that when you say the Shema by Ne'ilah, you should have kavana not to be yotzei the Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim Shel Kriyas Shel Arvis. Why not?
Because it's Barav Am Havras Melech. There's an Indian of saying it, you know.
So you're saying Kriyas Shema, you're saying Shema. The Gemara talks about Rabbeinu HaKodesh, when did he say Kriyas Shema? When he gave a shir. In the middle of the shir, he happened to mention something called Yitzias Mitzrayim. He was Yotze Kriya Shema. He was too busy to daven. He wherever he davened, so that's how he was Yotze the Mitzvah by saying a mention. So L'chor Yotze. So the gross taina that you should not mention by Shacharis because you already Yotze. How come no one ever objected? Not even the Gro. L'chor the Gro also said Shema Yisrael. It was Minig Yisrael then as well. 250 years ago, it was Minig Yisrael for the Gro to say Shema Yisrael by Ne'ilah. We don't have in any of his writings that he holds that you shouldn't say Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Hashem Elokim Mitzvah Yom Kippur. It's Minig Yisrael. Same exact problem, right? Yeah, b'diavet. L'chatchila not b'diavet. Yes, that's the Gemara. Gemara says Liv Madregas. Leave the first pasuk.
Does he have a half toe here also?
Oh, that's because that's a takeoff of the time of Shmat. From the time of Shmat, you have to say lechatchil to be yotz the full scope of Kriyas Shma. You need to say the haft as well. And even Bizman Hazeh, there are poskim that say that if you daven at a 9 o'clock minyan, if you daven at 9 o'clock minyan, Bizman Kriyas Shma is 9:15, so you're not going to make it. And now everyone is so clever to remember to say Kriyas Shma before they daven. So it's a good thing to get into the habit of saying Shema with the Hafta every single day. So on those times of the year when you're on the border, you will be saying you'll credit when you daven Karbanos as well.
Even if you get up, let's say you would have daven later, they say not to say Birchas HaTorah after you say Shema, because Shema patters you from
Birchas HaTorah. Right, exactly. But exactly.
So you have to say the Birchas HaTorah.
Okay, so there's something to do everything. Okay, so just a very interesting question. I'll give you already four questions. Three questions or four questions?
Yeah. Then why you say Shema at the beginning?
Yeah.
Maybe you should say Shema after the Yom.
You should say Shema after, what's that going to accomplish?
Historically, why did you say it at the beginning?
Because maybe by that time, I don't know, that was the takana. The takana was that to outsmart the inspectors, they said Shema.
Came late.
Yeah. Inspectors came late, but the inspectors stayed late to socialize.
Until after the Yom.
Okay, you have this with the inspectors all over Chazal, with Shofar, we do by Musaf.
There was no Shmona Esrei, they didn't let
okay,
you.
Okay, we have all these different...
They let you bumble in the beginning and they let you mumble at the end. There's
okay.
They didn't stop to cover your eyes at the stand Shmona Esrei.
Okay, let me tell you something. Let's discuss another thing which if you look carefully, new idea. If you look carefully at the brachas, the Birchas HaShachar, there are a total of 19 Birchas HaShachar. Okay, I have to make the calculation, but okay, we're not going to go with the calculation. I should have done it in advance. Well, there are 19. They will do. There are 19. Though, from the beginning of the day, from all the brachos you make in the Tilos Yodayim, Asher Yotzar, Elokai Neshama. There are a total of either two or
15 brachos in there.
two or three of Birchas HaTorah, depending on how you count the Birchas HaTorah, and you have the Birchas HaShachar, HaNoisin LaSech Levina. Why are there 19? So the truth is in the Gemara. The truth is that the brachos that were originally formed, like, we'll have to go through the calculation another time. Believe me, we'll go through the calculation another time. But let's assume now it to be correct. We'll assume it to be correct that there are 18/19 brachos. Why did Chazal establish 18/19 brachos? It corresponds to the 18 brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is called Shemoneh Esrei because there were once upon a time 18 brachos. However, what happened, at a later point in time, they added a 19th bracha, the bracha of Vilam al-Lashinim. Now that threw everything off, because, as we'll learn, Mirtz Hashem, there are many parts of Tefillah that have the number 18, which are paralleled after the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. When you add another bracha, 19, because of the Lam al-Shinim, you're getting yourself into a lot of trouble. And now you have to find the 19th addition to all of those other things that parallel the 18 brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei. One of the primary things that parallel the 18 brachos are the 18 Birchos HaShachar. And in fact, all the Birchos HaShachar came out, every single one of them appear in the Gemara Masechta Brachos. And the brachos, it goes to all the Birchos HaShachar. There's one bracha that does not appear in the Gemara, and that's the bracha HaNosein LaYoef Koyach. That bracha does not appear in the Gemara. How did this bracha get into the Birchas HaShachar? Right before we say Hamavir Shena Meinoi Ustama Meafapai, we have the insertion Noisin LaYoev Koch. So there are many sources. I don't have all these names of these Sfarim, I'm not familiar with, but Rav David Kohn brings many sources that explain. I don't know that there's a lot. There's a lot of Torah on this. I want to just bring this out because he has one fascinating addition, which I want to point out, that Hanoisin LaYoev Koch was added at a later point in time to supplement the 18 to bring it to 19. Once we added Lam Al Shinim, we need to have 19 brachas. So they came up with the bracha Hanoisin LaYoev Koch. Hanoisin LaYoev Koch represents the idea not to give in to the apikorsim. The Abdam al Shinim, Vlam Shumadim, the people who they are tireless in their assault on Torah, and it takes superhuman strength to be able to stand up to the challenge, to stand up against them, those who try to destroy the Torah through apikorsis, and we need a lot of strength. And therefore, that's why it was specifically this nusach Hashem gives to the tired koyach, basically to fight back, and don't let them run us over. Now, what are the v'lam al lashinim? That was not the original nusach. The original nusach was v'lam shumadim, the mshumadim and the minim. What is the min? Now, I don't have all the source in front of me. Just to throw out some ideas. A min, generally, he proves in Chazal, is always a person who believes in shtei rishuyos. There's more than one rishus. There's a toy v'ra, or v'choshach. There's shtei rishuyos. There's zugos. There's more than one koyach. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the fundamental principle of our belief. Hashem is Echad. The only way you can get legitimacy, you get traction in coming to make trouble, is you have to right away go to the Shoresh. Hashem is not Echad. Chas Hashem. There's more than Echad. There's more than one force in this world. That's the only way you can have a Pesach to become a Meshumid, to become from the V'lam Al Shinim.
Yeah, I've heard it said that it means the earth.
They have three, right? They have three. Yeah, they have more than one.
What's the difference between two or three? But that's what I've heard the definition is, the early Christians.
Early Christians, whoa, what do you mean the definition? I'm not clear on this. A minim is, why is that the early Christians? So where is the second deity?
It's very simple. The early Christians were Jews.
Yeah.
They only did certain things differently.
Yeah.
Everything else they kept.
Yeah.
So they would come and daven in shul.
Right.
So when you told them you have to say Shemayin Esra, Lama, Ashinim, loud, they would...
They went crazy, right.
Because what
do they believe exactly?
So they didn't daven.
They believed that Yoshka was the Mashiach. That was it. But it's more than that. Why is that called the second Rishus?
Because of ascribing divinity.
That what it means? Okay, I guess it comes from there. All right, I'm not a bucky in theology. I don't even know the Aleph Beis of all these theology. But this is okay. But fine, that's there now. Why am I bringing this up? So this is very cute. Or a very interesting observation. Let's go to the Zmiros of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Yom Shabboson. Yom Shabboson. Let me find this is what you say Friday night or Shabbos day? Shabbos day. Shows how much I know. Okay, I'm not from the big Zmir singers. Okay, Shabbos Musaf 247. Nus Ashkenaz 226. Okay, Yom Shabbos. Okay, let's jump down three stanzas. Uvochul of Risayach, Yachad, Nasav Nishra Amukiach, Ufosu Yonu Hashem Echod. Boruch Hanosein Layoyev Koyach. What's Rabbi Levi doing? Why did he select Baruch Hanosein LaYoyev Koach after he said the words Ufoschu V'yonu V'Hashem Echad? Rav David Cohen says, well, when you understand why we have the Baruch Hanosein LaYoyev Koach, Hanosein LaYoyev Koach is not in the Gemara. It's one of the mysterious brachas of all the brachas HaShachar. It's the only one that is not in the Gemara. And when you study history, you learn it was added to bring from 18 to 19 to correspond to the addition of V'lam Al-Shinim. V'lam Al-Shinim is really, V'lam Al-Shinim is not the real Nusach, it's V'lam Mushumadim. Amin, or V'lam Minim. And the Minim, we believe in Shtei Rishuyos. He's saying also the Minim, different Nusachs. Minim, and what is the Min? Amin is Shtei Rishuyos. We have to fight these people who believe in Shtei Rishuyos. We need Koyach to fight. So what do we have? Hashem Echad. Brilliant. Beautiful, beautiful word from Rav David Cohen to explain this idea in Nuschal Tefillah. Okay, we have another minute, we have another few minutes. Okay, now let's go to another idea. That's the bracha that we were discussing. Okay, let's go to the test. A short idea. We discussed last week about Mishnais, and we had a shir on the Oitzer Plus.
What?
Wicked people. People that make trouble for Klal Yisrael over the generations has taken on different meanings. It means the early Malamshim are the Christians. The Mizrahi, the Tzionim, the Litvaks, the Hasidim, slanderers. In English, Vala Malamshim means people that speak slander, people that speak evil. Troublemakers.
All of the above.
That's what it means. It means troublemakers. Anyone is troublemaker. And we mentioned last week. Okay, we mentioned we had a share on Mishnayos. We mentioned one of the midrashim, Osher. Osher. Me Osher Shneina Lachma. We mentioned this mysterious medrash that a person comes to Olam Emes and is in trouble. He has trouble, so all he has to do, he can call after he calls all the lawyers and they're still locking him up. All he has to do is, I want to speak to Osher. I want Osher. Bring in Osher, my lawyer. Osher walks in and Osher says, "Did you learn Mishnayos?" "Yes, I'll take care of you." Released. And he, why me Osher Shmeina Lachmo and Anoisein Ma'adone Melech. Adone is the word Eden. Eden is Gan Eden from the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmeina is the same osios as Mishnah, as Neshama. So Osher says, anyone that learns Mishnayos, don't worry, I'll take care of you. Yehu Yitein Ma'adane, he will give you Eden, Gan Eden. He'll get you out of incarceration, you'll be okay in Olam Haba. Now, the question, so we asked, how could you say such a medrash? Mishnayos didn't exist, this is what we asked last week, until Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. We're dealing with the time of the Tanoim. We're dealing over here 3,000... Mishnayos. Me'osher Shemena. Shemena is Oisios Mishnah. Mishnayos. We have Shisha Siddurim. We learned this last week. So you already know the answer. So L'choy, yes, the average person, the concept of Mishnayos only first came into existence at the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, about 2,000 years after he died, after Osher died.
The Mishnah does appear in Midrashim.
Oh, so the answer is, in Achanan, that's what we answered last week, that's not so. That's not the answer. The answer is that we have Shisha Siddurim, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that's a new modern innovation. But the concept of Mishnayos, short teachings of Chazal, short traditions of Medrash of Halacha, existed in the time of Avraham Avinu. It says the Chazal that Avraham's Masechta Avodah Zarah had 400 perakim. He mentions other midrashim. There was 600 siddur. We have only 6 siddurim. There's a tradition that there used to be 600 siddurim, 6,000 siddurim. And you search Chazal, the all different collections of Mishnayos of different orders. Okay, it was revised, those halachas for the times, and it became what we have today, the six Siddur. Exactly. So why am I mentioning this to you? Because there's something very fascinating about the Mishnayos that we say every day in the Nusach Atilah in Karbanos of Ezel Mekayman. Why Bechlal do we say Ezel Mekayman? The parak Ezel Mekayman in Karbanos, it is the only parak of Mishnayos, a whole parak where there's no machlekes. Could you imagine learning a Mishnah, a parak of Mishnayos, where there's no disagreement? There's no disagreement? I'm sure you've heard this before.
Yeah.
This is the only parak in the whole Shas, in all of the Shisha, where there's no machlekes. That's one thing. There's another very mysterious thing about this parak, which is not discussed, is that when it talks about eating the kodshim, it says, Shiyari hadam hayashayfech, al yisoy deraymi, that's just one example. I'm just going to be quoting from one random Mishnah. V'ne'echolin lifnim min hakloyim. Where do you eat kodshe kodashim? You eat inside the curtains. What? Curtains? What curtains? This Mishnah comes from Masechta Zvachim, which was composed by Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which was written at the tail end of the Bayis Sheni, and Bayis Sheni comes after the Bayis Rishon. And the Bayis Rishon comes already after Shiloh, where Shiloh El-Khari, there was already walls. So we deal with curtains. What curtains? The curtains correspond to, the curtains refer to Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan had curtains. There were walls around the Chatzar HaMishkan. And those curtains were long gone when they came to Shiloh, we're dealing way, way back. So how do you have a Mishnah that was compiled by Rabbeinu HaKadosh already after Shiloh, already after the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, about curtains? You know what the answer is? This Mishnah is a carryover from those ancient Mishnayos. They go way, way back. We have no zecher of these Mishnayos. We have no zecher. But the fact that the terminology that's used, so you'll tell me very simple, just a borrowed expression. That's the easy answer, easy way out. It's a borrowed expression. The curtains correspond to our walls, the walls of the Azara. Yeah, that's maybe an answer. But a much better answer is that this is an ancient Mishnah. Therefore, we selected. It's not clear
that's
if there
why
are.
There's no machlekes on it.
It goes so far back.
No one.
There's no machlekes yet. It's an amazing. So, wow. So this is a whole. It's hard if you'll find anywhere in any entire Shisha Siddurim words that you can say don't have any meaning now and only had meaning in earlier time in history. That can be called a Mishnah. And here you have something which was grandfather, great-great-great-great-great-grandfathered over from the old Mishnayos, from the time of Chazal, the Osher Shrin Alachno, and that's why it's so precious, and we include it in the Nusach HaTzfila of the Karbanos Shachas.